The Christmas holidays are one of the busiest times on our road, so it's a little alarming to know that Australia is about to miss its target to reduce the road toll by a third by 2020. The country's road safety body calls it the lost decade because little progress has been made to not only reduce deaths, but serious injuries too. Now, a new strategy with an even more ambitious target is being prepared, as Isabel Rowe reports.
The sound of a revving motorbike might annoy some motorists, but it's music to the ears of riders.
I do recommend adding a modification to your exhaust, so an aftermarket slip-on or full system to make it louder.
Motorbike rider Will Newen is one of many Sydney riders who are purposely modifying their bikes for safety.
I want people to hear me. If you put on the stock exhaust, the original one, it's really quiet. You can't hear anything. You're filtering down between two cars. No one wouldn't even know you're there. But if you put like the aftermarket one on, they wouldn't hear you before they see you in the mirror. They can tell something's coming.
It's not technically legal, but it is a method Will Newen uses to be more visible on busy Western Sydney roads. He's had near misses before.
A car pulled out at an intersection when he was supposed to give way. He didn't see me. He just turned out and I T-boned him. And my bike was written off as a result. I went to hospital. Luckily, it didn't have any fractures.
On average, the number of motorcyclists and cyclists killed on the roads has increased in the last 10 years. There have been slightly fewer car drivers killed, meaning overall Australia's road toll has plateaued rather than dropped. It means the goal that was set out in the National Road Safety Strategy of reducing road fatalities by a third by 2020 won't be reached.
This last decade has been a lost decade for road safety. Basically been little or no improvement.
That's the president of the Australasian College of Road Safety, Martin Small. He says the plan failed because of a lack of federal leadership, but that is set to change.
After having largely disinvested themselves from road safety, and I'm speaking in a bipartisan way here. The government of Australia has identified that there's been a significant gap in the area and has established an Office of Road Safety.
The Office of Road Safety's first major job is to determine how to meet the next ambitious target, zero fatalities by 2050. Martin Small thinks making speed monitors compulsory on all new cars could help achieve that.
It provides significant benefit, essentially reads the speed limit on the road and identifies for a driver, alerts the driver if the driver is travelling over the speed limit. There's a more direct form which actually limits the speed of the vehicle based on the speed limit of the road. So those are two major safety technologies in the vehicles area which the European Union has pledged, and we'd expect very, very careful consideration of such a pledge.
As well as vehicle technology and more policing, the New South Wales motoring lobby, NRMA, wants continued upgrades to roads. NRMA spokesman Peter Khoury says that's proven effective.
Well, the Pacific Highway was, once upon a time, Australia's most dangerous road. And this, you know, crucial road that basically connects Queensland to New South Wales is almost complete in its upgrade. And we will see, with no doubt, significant improvements in the road toll following that.
Has there already been a decrease in the road toll on that road in the areas that have been fixed?
We've seen improvements in sections that have been fixed. We've seen improvements on the Hume Highway in areas that have been upgraded.
Earlier in the year, New South Wales Transport Minister Andrew Constance hinted he may legislate to remove signs warning drivers about a nearby speed camera. A spokesman for the minister says that's no longer the plan. Peter Khoury says that's good news for drivers.
We support the decision if that's in fact what they've decided to do. It was certainly flagged in the media by the minister, and we obviously raised concerns at the time. We were concerned about the nature of the research that was being pointed to, the fact that no one had seen it, to justify removing the signs. And we think that the signs play an important part in the enforcement mix. I mean, key amongst everything is making sure that we bring the community along the journey with us, and that the community signs up to and is supportive of and reactive to the measures that are being introduced by governments across Australia.
And he has a message for middle-aged men behind the wheel: slow down and take care.
It's not young people who are overwhelmingly representative in the numbers, in the raw numbers. It's actually, well, it's men overwhelmingly. And the age group is the 40 to 59 age group where we are seeing the highest number of deaths. And so that just is a reflection of how great the challenge in front of us is. The fact that the group in our on the roads who you would expect to be the safest drivers are the ones that are most overrepresented.
NRMA spokesman Peter Currie speaking to Isabel Rowe.